You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottillo along with Charlie Long, running things behind the scenes, also helping me out in the first 2 hours of Sports Talk. I want to tell everybody at 420, Jen Hale will join us from Fox Sports to talk to us about the NFL and certainly the Saints. But, man, if you've been on the internet, I don't care if you're on X, Facebook, Instagram, you've seen it for the last hour and a half about all these reports, and some of them really way out of line with about LSU quarterback Garrett Nussmeier. So we brought in Blake Ruffino from the Are You Serious radio network. Blake covers the Tigers on a daily basis. Blake, thanks so much for joining us, and, man, thank you for kind of a short-notice deal. But tell us what you know and give us the insights, because some of the people like yourself, along with Jacques Doucet, Wilson Alexander, have reported this is whatever happened is not a major injury. Somebody sort of jumped the gun, and we see this on social media. A little bit of it may be true, but, man, they made a big thing out of it. So, Blake, I'll give you the floor.
Wait, so Tiger Droppings isn't a reliable source? So, Mike, from what I understand, Garrett did come out at the end of team period. For everyone, just, I guess, to clarify, Mike, what team period is, you're just going 11-on-11s, one-on-ones. Tweaked something, came up with a cramp, was helped off by a trainer, just walking off with a cramp, from what I understand. Going to be fine, and from what I was told, we'll see him back out there on Friday. So, Mike, again, you got a lot of people that are out there, referees, you know, high school referees. You have just a lot of people that are out there that are seeing this. And I guess, you know, as the old game of telephone happens, you know, things go really crazy. So, no, I mean, LSU is letting people know from just talking to people that it's not a torn ACL. And Mike, he did come out, so there is some validity of it, but nothing that I think that, you know, was alarming to the first week and 7 days of practice.
So what you're reporting from what you were able to hear, that this was more or less he sustained, maybe sort of stepped out of step leg-wise, and then had a cramp and was helped off the field.
Yeah, Mike, I mean, again, he was helped off the field. I don't think when I asked a source what his quote-unquote health off the field was, kind of just came up a little gingerly.
Yeah, I got you.
Was able to walk it off. They helped him off. And apparently that he's good to go and that we'll see him back out there on Friday. So if we're going to see him back out there on Friday, Mike, I just don't envision a world where it's that serious. But again, you know, look, there have been a couple of times, and I think where Mike just got a little realistic for me in the very beginning of it was he got hit yesterday by Jack Pyburn. He got hit the day before by by Harold Perkins when we were actually there. But nothing too serious. And again, from what I understand, it's not going to be, you know, again, they say he's going to be out there on Friday. So Mike, at 9:45, I'm going to be the first one running to quarterback.
Blake, one of the things is, and people say, well, why would you put him at risk? My thing is, game one, guess what? You don't think Clemson's going to knock him around? So you don't want him to constantly get hit. But, you know, every once in a while to take that little bang is going to happen. It ain't dancing. It's a contact sport out there.
Yeah, Mike, I mean, like yesterday, as an example, Jack Pyburn hits a spin move, a beautiful spin move on Tyree Adams. They get Weston Davis, excuse me. Well, Pyburn gets tripped up by Davis, and Garrett gets tripped up by Pyburn, and he goes down. They do a stunt the day before. Harold Perkins, coming from the star position, gets a free rush inside to Garrett. Caden Durham's got to come from the opposite side to get to him. They both lock up, and Garrett is in the mix of them getting locked up. Mike, again, he's not necessarily getting a 350-pound man
right.
falling on. He's just getting touched, you know. And so there have been a couple of times, too, where Garrett's initiated this and to some degree. You know, Mike, he had a 12-yard run yesterday in the little team period where he's trying to seek some contact to get the first down because they can't move the ball. I mean, so, again, it's not been bad, but – he did come off today, and again, per source, and everybody's got a source, I guess, but they say he'll be back out there on Friday and be ready to go.
Okay, Blake, you gave me the good news, but you also gave me bad news. Man, if the offensive line, and again, it depends on who you're up against. We'll have Pete Jenkins come on at 5:10. And Pete and I were talking yesterday about it, and I was like, man, defensive line looks like they got talent depth. They, you know, certainly winning out on these one-on-ones. He's like, Mike, there's two statements there, and both of them could be correct. Your defensive line is more talented today, and they have talent depth, but look who they're going up against. He said, you know, you got kids that really have never went up against this type of top competition on a daily basis, and those defensive linemen are taking full advantage of it.
Mike, they're teeing off. I mean, you know, that's why I asked Brian Kelly the other day in the press conference about the intensity and the competitiveness. Because, look, since 2022, when no one knew who was starting, you haven't seen this level of intensity. So there's number one, because everybody's competing. Miss a rep on the offensive line and see what happens the next rep. You're coming out. They're not playing around. And they don't have the luxury of playing around. But, Mike, I mean, listen, Bernard Gooden, I mean, he is giving Josh Thompson everything that he can handle at the current moment. Mike, have we found a role for Harold Perkins? I mean, he's gotten two sacks and an interception the last 2 days that we've been out there. And then Patrick Payton, who, Mike, was a part of that really good defensive line at Florida State, he's been absolutely dominating. So, again, they have been dominant, and Don McKinley's been a really big anchor in the interior, which you've talked about him a lot this offseason. So they have really been getting after Garrett a lot, and Mike, it's not been pretty. I will say this. I don't think it's as bad as maybe some have led on. So, for an example, you got five plays yesterday in team period where you got tackles for loss and sacks. Then I got an 18-yard post to Kyle Parker in from the slot. I got a 12-yard run by Garrett on a scramble or a draw, Mike, depending on – I don't know the play call. And then you got a 45-yard TD run by Caden Durham. So, you know, it's like the old saying, anything you can do, I can do better. I just think that from the defensive perspective, Mike, it's been so bad, okay, for us, or I say for us, for LSU, the last two seasons, that you see a defensive lineman getting in the backfield and getting a tackle for loss. Mike, we ain't seen that in 2 years. So it's kind of non-normal for us. They have dominated the first 7 days, though. I mean, there's just been a lot of domination. I do think, for what it's worth, the offensive line has started to gel a little bit better. Again, Caden Durham's got one man to beat and a safety. Josh Thompson gets to the second level, and he takes one to the house. So I think they've gotten better, but for the first, you can tell who's winning those one-on-ones.
Blake, thanks so much for joining us. I know it was a quick notice. Always appreciate it. And thanks for the good news. The other news about the offensive line ain't quite as encouraging. But, man, I'll take that good news on Garrett Nussmeier. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, look, if he stays up, we're okay. Now you just got to protect him.
Absolutely. Blake, thanks so much, buddy. Always appreciate
anytime.
It.
Yep, anytime. See y'all later.
All righty. Blake Ruffino from the Are You Serious Network. You heard him say, looks as though possibly had a cramp, and that's why he was sort of helped off the field. It was not an ACL tear. And again, social media is great. I mean, you can get information really quickly. But again, you see sometimes, and it's not just in sports, it's with weather, it's with politics. A little piece of it is true, but the rest of it is sort of exaggerated. Glad to have Blake on to tell us the update on Garrett Nussmeier. When we come back from Fox Sports, Jen Hale will join us right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, we have on with us on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is Jen Hale from Fox Sports. Jen will be covering. She's starting football season. She just got off the basketball gig, and now she's starting football season this coming Friday as she'll be covering the Detroit Lions when they play the Atlanta Falcons. And then it's a close shot, and all of a sudden the regular season's here. Jen, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me. I'm actually out in L.A. for our football seminar right now.
Oh, wow. So, man, it's a quick turnaround for you to right back into it because that's Friday night, Falcons-Lions, correct?
It is. I'll head for Atlanta tomorrow.
Okay. Before we get into some Saints talk, I'll ask you about the Falcons because they're the mystery team, so to speak, to me in the NFC South. I think most people are picking Tampa to win it. I think most people are picking the Saints to be the fourth team in the NFC South. Carolina, if Bryce Young is for real, what we saw late last year, they got a shot. Now they got a big man receiver in McMillan to really help out, and I think their defense will be improved. But Atlanta – Chin, I've done, I can't tell you, probably maybe 18, 19 different shows across the country. Everybody asks me, what about the Falcons? Okay, I'm not in Atlanta. I can't really tell you, but I don't have a good opinion of them also. It's all over the board because you have a young quarterback in Penix who did get some starts late. You got a new center. Drew Dahlman, he wasn't an elite guy, but he was a good to very good center. And people say, well, he got old. He's just 26 years old. He goes to the Bears. He's a good player inside, certainly helps out the running game, and he calms a young quarterback's nerves. That's what the Bears brought him in for, to kind of calm Caleb Williams a little bit like he would have with Michael Penix. And then, boy, you've spent a couple early-round picks. I'm a big fan of Jalen Walker. I think the world of him as a player. James Pierce is a good player. Now, again, he didn't pass the Dale Carnegie test, okay? Sometimes him getting along with other teammates and coaches, that didn't happen at Tennessee. But I'll take nothing away from his talent. And can he be the guy to get him a pass rush? They haven't had a consistent pass rusher. You got to go back to John Abraham. John Abraham was playing when Deuce was playing. So it goes to show you it's been a long time. Vic Beasley did it for 1 year, but that was it. Your thoughts on the Falcons? I know you do a lot of preseason work with them, but they are really the mystery team, and there is no tomorrow for Fontenot and Raheem Morris. You got to win this year.
You're 100% right. There are so many question marks around that team. They certainly improved their defense, no doubt. James Pierce, to your point, he has looked fantastic all training camp. He's gotten in several fights, sometimes more than one in one day. The fan base is absolutely loving it, though. He will certainly be the energizer bunny for them. I like Jalen Walker a lot, too. Obviously, the Falcons did take him with their first pick, and then they traded back up into the first round to get Pierce as well. He's been a little dinged up, so I'm curious to watch him in action on Friday. He is going to play, and I want to see how he looks, how he moves. Surely the Falcons wouldn't play him unless he was 100%. You just wouldn't risk that. So I think there'll be a lot of eyeballs looking to see how effective he can be. Penix is not going to play, and neither is Kirk Cousins. And I wonder if that's a mistake. Raheem Morris is famous for not playing his starters in the preseason, resting him, trying to get that work in during joint workouts. But I feel like right now Penix needs reps, right? He has a cannon for an arm. He's got a ton of talent. But can he make the good, wise decisions in the pressure situations when that defense is coming at you fast? And to your point, the Drew Dahlman, that's a huge loss. So you're going to have Ryan Neuzel in there now. What is that relationship like? If I were Ra, I understand that you want to keep everybody healthy, and that's a huge priority. But I would want them to take some live bullets in preseason together before you hit the field for the regular season. The other thing on that defense, they reloaded. They've done a really good job of stacking up players and getting some depth there. Grady Jarrett's gone now too, Mike, and that's a big locker room presence. That was their leader. That was their voice in the locker room that got everybody going. So I'm curious to see who steps up and who becomes the glue guy for that squad. So far, nobody's really grabbed that role yet. So that's another thing to watch in preseason, who becomes the voice of that team.
One guy that they spent a lot of money on, and I think it's really paid off for them, and that's Jesse Bates. Man, he is one hell of a player, Jen. He's smart. Fantastic. He's a big safety. He can play the run well, but he watches the quarterback, and it's his instincts to kind of guide himself to where that quarterback's looking, and he's rarely fooled in coverage. I thought they made a big acquisition in getting Jesse Bates.
No doubt. No doubt. By the way, the top-rated guy in Madden football at that position. that's coming out on Thursday, next Thursday. So everybody's very excited about that. He was fantastic, and no doubt he will hold down one side for them. It's a bit of a competition who plays opposite from him on the field. So you're not going to see Jesse Bates versus the Lions Friday night, but it will be a full-on competition for who's going to be in that starting lineup with him. And he's been working hard with those guys. They do have some options, and he has been such a great vet in terms of bringing them along, coaching them up, teaching them. He's going to be a big boost for whoever gets that starting position alongside him.
Jen, we'll go to the Saints for the 20th consecutive year. They've announced that their season tickets have all been sold out. Now, again, that doesn't mean there are not tickets out there. You can get it in from different avenues, but it goes to show the fan base again. And I know some people that said, you know what, when they get good again, Mike, I'm going to buy my season tickets, but I don't buy it right now. And I think for most people, they understand it's a rebuilding year for this football team. Now, the R word is the dirtiest word in the language for front office or head coaches. They don't like to say that at all. And I get that part. But here's my deal. I can say it. You know, I'm not part of the front office or the head coaching or assistant coaching part of it. It is a rebuild. What are your expectations for the Saints in 2025?
It's definitely a rebuild, Mike. Zero question. I don't have big expectations for this season, and I don't think anybody should. Look, Kellen Moore has got to get his feet underneath him. He's got to figure out how to do this. He is a fantastic offensive coordinator, obviously, a brilliant football mind, but it's different to become the head coach. And also, this organization is slipping. Even when Dennis Allen was there, there were so many echoes of Sean Payton, right? D.A. was Sean's guy. S.P.'s presence still loomed large. This is a complete reset, a fresh start for the squad, front office on down, the way Kellen Moore likes to approach things and do things. So you got to give him some time to get his feet underneath him. You got to get him some time to get his guys in there. Because, look, that salary cap hell, this roster is not chock full of his guys. He tried. You certainly saw it in the draft. In terms of that, he put his stamp all over that draft. But he's got to get more guys and accumulate the roster that he wants that will somewhat complement the system he wants to run. Of course, it's always best if you suit your system to your players. But he comes in with some principles and some ideas in mind. And I think over the next 2 years, 3 years, we're going to see him bring in the type of players he wants that suits his style and what he thinks is going to work here well and complement the stars that are already around him. Look, it's an older roster too, right? Alvin Kamara, goodness. He has been such a workhorse. He's been phenomenal. I don't know where this franchise would be without him, but how much does he truly have left in the tank? He has taken a beating over the years. And then who's going to be your starting quarterback? It is a full-fledged battle out there right now. And so the good news is both guys look okay, look good, but it's training camp. Those aren't live bullets. I want to see what they both look like in live game action. What decisions do they make? Not just can they get the ball down the field, but can they protect it? Can they make the smart move, the smart decision when those live bullets are flying and that defense is collapsing in on you?
Jen, it's something that Mike has brought up that, you know, success in this season, what does it really look like? And it's kind of developing the young talent that you have. But I think it's also something to be said about finding which young pieces will fit for the future of the Saints roster, looking ahead to 2026, 2027, beyond. I just want to get your thoughts. Kellen Moore, as you mentioned, it's a reset. It's a hard reset in his first year. What does success look like for Kellen Moore in year one?
I'd say 6-7 wins. You know, promising. Keep scores close. Have guys fight. Have guys buy in. Establish your culture. Establish your system. Put your stamp on this team. Make your mark. Make it yours. And lay a good foundation for players to come in and blossom off of that. Make sure people want to play here. That locker room culture is going to be key, especially as some of those locker room leaders age out. You know, what happens when Cam Jordan retires? You got to raise the next generation and know where you're going. And it always, always, always is so important that your best players are also your best leaders, because they can say the things that need to be said, and players will hear that in a different way than if you're not one of the best players. And it can't be the coaches saying it all the time without any reinforcement from those players. So you got to develop your leadership. You got to set your culture, and you've got to make sure that people are buying in.
Jen, last question for you. And we sort of knew this was eventually going to happen. If it wasn't this year, it would be next year. Tyrann Mathieu retiring from
yes.
the NFL. And, man, I know you had a good relationship with him and also his family throughout the years. And I've told this to Tyrann one-on-one. You are my Mount Rushmore for LSU. I've covered this 40 years. Okay, Burrow and Daniels are there. Okay, they win the Heisman, but so are you. And he was such an impactful player there in only 2 years. To think about it, you know, in just that 2-year run. But, and I think Julian Blackman, if he can stay healthy, will be a really good free safety for this team. Big question mark is he played last year, 16 games, started with a torn labrum, and it was an adventure. Every time you watched him try to tackle somebody out into the open field, he just couldn't do it. But your thoughts on Tyron, LSU Saints player, and what he means to the community?
Talk about a success story, Charlie, Mike, not just on the field, but off of it, right? He is one of the ones that truly turned the page on his drug addiction and problems in his youth. It's such a fantastic story for young kids to emulate and young kids to hear. I'm so sad we're not going to get to cover him on the field anymore. I certainly hope he stays around the game, whether he goes into a broadcast role somehow or coaching or consulting. Because number one, on the field, one of the best to ever do it. Absolutely. It has to be on that Mount Rushmore. And then number two, like I said, off the field, what he has overcome is just, it's monumental. Normally, 90% of the time, you don't hear of people really being able to turn that corner and make it into such a huge success in their lives. And Tyron has. And I think he can really impact a ton of young people with his story and how he did it. And he's involved in the community, right? He does his football camps. He volunteers with Son of a Saint. He buys in. It South Louisiana matters to him, and he wants to help kids that are in his position. So I sure hope we see and hear from him a lot. I hope in some way he finds some way to stay around the game and stay present, because we need more stories like his, and we need people who care and want to pour back into the community from that perspective, and Tyron is certainly one of those.
Jen, I know that LSU's got a secondary coach already, and he can recruit like hell. But I mean, if I'm Brian Kelly, I'm saying, Tyron, what position you want on this team?
Exactly.
And
exactly.
I don't want you to coach, but I'll tell you one thing. If you walk into any house in the South and you walk in that door, some head coaches, they got to give like a card. They don't know who they are. But Tyron Matthew, everybody knows who Tyron is. He would be, to me, such a fantastic piece of the puzzle for LSU in his ability to teach. And he's come on with us so many times, and it's almost like you listening to a professor talk to you about football and how it's done. But either dad, grandpa, uncle, grandmama, who it don't matter. They all know who Tyron Matthew is.
Everybody. And you admire the way that he's lived his life, and you would want your son to be around him. You'd want your son to play in a program that he's associated with and he's affiliated with. Zero doubt about that. Mike, it would be a brilliant move. Selfishly, I'd love to see him in the broadcast booth just because I'd love to work with him. But I also think, of course, go Tigers forever, LSU. It would be huge, huge for the Tigers to have that. And the recruiting game, the transfer portal, it's such a different, pun intended, ha-ha, ball game now. You have to have every edge possible. And, shoot, to compete with the NIL money you got to bring in now, I think he would be an excellent weapon in the tool chest, so to speak, for the Tigers when they get out there on that recruiting trail and try to get guys out of the portal.
Jen, I know this because you've got a good relationship with Dan Campbell from his days when he was with the Saints, and you did a lot of his games with the Lions. I can say this. Dan wasn't in a good mood after that game Thursday night.
No, he was
He was hot because it was so sloppy by his team, and I think, you know, he takes that personal. Hey, that's a pride thing. You can't screw up like this bad on the field, play in, play out. And I know he'll have calmed down by the time you get to talk to him before the game, but you could tell in his voice he was not a happy camper of what he saw Thursday night against the Chargers.
And he shouldn't have been. He shouldn't have been. That was embarrassing. That was beneath them. They're a much better team than that, and that comes down to discipline, execution, and personal responsibility. So he should have chewed every one of those players a new one. Absolutely. There's no reason to be that unprepared, especially you're in the Hall of Fame game. You could start practice a week early. You get an extra week of prep to help you get there. I expect them to come out with a much different tenure, a much different focus. It might be preseason. Dan Campbell does not care. These dress rehearsals are important. And yes, he takes it personally, and he takes it as an insult if you show up wearing his uniform, running his system, playing like that.
Jen, thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate your time. And we'll be watching this coming weekend as you do the sideline reporting for the Falcons as they take on the Lions. Appreciate your time, Jen. Always great.
Thanks for having me. Love being on with you guys.
Thanks,
Jen. Alrighty. Jen Hale from Fox Sports does a great job. Just finished doing the basketball tournament, and man, that was something to watch with that. And those guys trying to fight for $1 million if the winner getting so. And now she's flipped over to the NFL. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this break.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettea along with Charlie Long. And Charlie, we saw some movement today by the Saints at the punting position. And it's not a shocker. We talked about it when they signed Kai Kroger, the free agent, to bring him in to be the third punter. My first question to Bob was, who's doing the holding? Who's holding for Blake Groupie? When he told me James Burnup, the rookie from Alabama, I said, you can raise up the red flag. That's not good for Matt Hable. And he got released today, and so now there's going to be another new punter on this Saints roster. It would seemingly be that James Burnup, the Australian who went to University of Alabama, and he was a coveted free agent. They had a lot of teams that were after James when he was not selected. That he has a leg up in this competition. Now he's got to go prove it in the preseason games.
Right. Now I wanted to shout out Ross Jackson for this, Mike. The Saints will have a new punter now for the fourth straight season. 2022 was Blake Gilligan. 2023 was Lou Headley. Obviously, last year was Matt Hable. But cutting him, it's either going to be James Burnup or Kai Kroger. As you mentioned, Burnup's got a little bit of the leg up here in this competition. But four straight years with a brand new punter, Mike. It's definitely been an interesting kind of turnover there.
Yeah, and makes you wonder a little bit about the Thomas Morstead thing.
Right.
You know, and a lot of people ask me about that, and he's really one of the more popular Saints players that have ever put on the black and gold. And he was out in the community so much. And I'll never forget when we were doing the draft coverage and the Saints traded up to get Morstead. And, man, we got call after call after call. What the hell are the Saints doing trading up for a punter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you could use that on another position. And Bobby had told me, he said, Mike, get in touch with June. Because June Jones had coached him at SMU. So we did the Monday show as we normally would do from the Silver Slipper. And Bob and I will start that this coming Monday at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi, starting at 4 o'clock. And so Coach June was, he's the best punter I've ever seen, college or pro. And Bob and I look at one another, what? Come on, June's been coaching a long time. That was a big statement. He was 100% right.
Entering his 17th year in the NFL, currently with the 49ers, Mike, Thomas Morstead, the career that he's carved out for himself has been unbelievable. But yeah, to your point, after basically spending, what, the first 12 years of his career in New Orleans, ever since he's been gone, it's been a revolving door at punter for the black and gold.
Absolutely. And now I know we get her on Saturdays. She covers LSU, Tracy Coley. Tracy is, Mike, they got to do something with this kicker. This guy from Michigan, he can't kick at all. And they signed a veteran in Greg Joseph, but then they released him. And, man, she was in an uproar about it. She's a huge LSU fan and covers the Tigers. But well, she's also a big 49ers fan. It's not crazy about the place kicker they have now for the 49ers. We'll be back to finish it off here. And hour number one of Sports Talk right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Finishing up here in hour number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, want to thank Blake Ruffino and also Miss Jen Hale for joining us. When we come back at 5:10, he's one of one, the greatest defensive line coach ever. Pete Jenkins joins us at 5:10. We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this news break.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.